My name is Jaylen, and I am currently a UBC farm staff. In 2015, I was an intern with one of the Indigenous Garden programs. This stop on the audio tour is currently being updated, but I encourage you to learn more information about these projects by visiting our UBC Farm website and clicking on the Indigenous Initiatives page. In honoring UBC's place on traditional and unceded Musqueam territory, the UBC Farm aims to provide a site for community engagement, teaching, and research with Indigenous community partners. This research focuses on health, food security, and food sovereignty, with health and well-being as the overarching theme. In the Indigenous Hub, you'll find intergenerational spaces, community, and multi-generational stories. Four Indigenous initiatives have their home at the UBC Farm. The Maya in Exile Garden, Tal Ashin, was established in 2000 as one of the longest-running community-based projects at the UBC Farm. The Tawish Garden Project was initiated in 2005 with the Vancouver Native Health Society. The Huitzitsisim Garden, formerly known as the Indigenous Health Research and Education Garden, is a part of the LFS Indigenous Research Partnerships. Each year, these initiatives bring thousands of visitors to the farm and engage hundreds of UBC students through academic connections such as class visits, group projects, graduate research, internships, work learns, and directed studies, as well as a number of volunteer opportunities. The Chawas program, formerly named the Urban Aboriginal Community Kitchen Garden Project, was given the name Tawas by Elder Corinne Mitchell in 2013. Tawas in the Tla'amin language means we belong. This project runs weekly community kitchens at the farm with the urban Indigenous participants who grow, prepare, and eat food while sharing knowledge and skills with members of the community. They've even published a cookbook. Community celebrations throughout the year mark important seasonal shifts in traditional foodways, such as the blessing of the land, harvest feast, and use of the cedar smokehouse to smoke fish. This is part of the project's work to bridge land and sea. Drawing upon Indigenous approaches to health, healing, and wellness, the project focuses on supporting the whole being and empowering participants to care for their own health needs within a context of ongoing colonialism and its impact on traditional foodways. The participants have powerful stories of healing to share, coming from all aspects of physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental health. Connections with UBC have included research on this project as a health promotion initiative and the construction of the Cedar Smokehouse in partnership with a civil engineering student and the guidance of elders from the Haisla, Tsimshian, and Kitlope First Nations. The Huitzitsisim Garden was gifted its name by the Musqueam elder Larry Grant in 2016 as part of a naming ceremony. Huitzitsisim means a place where we grow. This is in the Hunkaminam language of the Musqueam people. The name reminds us that this is a place where people and community grow, as well as the plants and animals. This garden holds space for land-based teachings, community health and well-being, all of which are grounded in Indigenous practices of food and medicinal protocols. It aims to serve educational and research needs related to Indigenous food sovereignty, while increasing participants' knowledge and access to both traditional and non-traditional medicine plants. As with the other Indigenous programs at the UBC Farm, the Huitzitsisim Garden is guided by the principle that food is medicine, and does that through a holistic understanding of health and healing. The Huitzitsisim Garden grows over 60 different medicinal plants, more than half of which are native to this region, look for labels in the rows to see medicinal plants that you may have heard of before, such as Labrador tea, Devil's Club, and Kinnikinick. These medicines are tended to by the Medicine Collective, a group of indigenous elders and knowledge keepers who lead medicine-making workshops and walks in the garden and forest with the community. The Huitzi System Garden also hosts the culturally relevant urban wellness program known as CREW, which was developed in 2011 by the Vancouver Aboriginal Child and Family Services. This program is for youth in the foster care program and helps provide a space for cultural teachings and building life skills. There's also a carving platform in the Indigenous Hub, which hosts carver David Robinson, who has been at the garden for a few years now and has integrated much of his carving work with his academic work, his master's program, and he has also graduated from the NITEP teacher training program at UBC. He engages with an Indigenous land-based pedagogy and enriches the space with art and teachings through cultural art practices. He also works with a youth group and emphasizes the connection to land and connection to these pieces of art. The Huitzi System Garden also supports internships and work learn students, as well as the garden design project that happens with the Medicine Collective and a landscape architecture student to design the Huitzi System Garden based off of a Musqueam spindle whorl, as well as learning with the Medicine Collective for UBC classes such as midwifery, pharmacology, and also other community groups. The Maya and Exile Garden, which is just on your left as you come in the entrance to the UBC farm, was established in the year 2000 by families that left Guatemala in the 1980s during political turmoil. With the Maya culture's close relationship to agriculture, and particularly to the three sisters, corn, beans, and squash, members describe the garden as a way to maintain their relationship to the land and pass along traditional knowledge and ceremony to their children. Maya gardener Leish Lopez explains that the central role salmon plays to groups indigenous to this region is much like the role corn plays for the Maya people. In addition to selling produce and flowers at the UBC Farm Farmers Market, members of the Maya Garden share knowledge about traditional cooking and the use of Mayan food production technologies that do not rely on fossil fuels. Connections with UBC include courses in digital ethnography, pre-Columbian art history, and land, food, and community. The Maya Garden also hosts Maya-based cooking workshops at the UBC farm. Again, for more information about these projects and how to get involved, please visit the UBC Farms website and click on the Indigenous Initiatives page under the Learn section.